Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Pele Yoitz, Ois Aleph, Shir number 39, in the topic of Avos Leinde HaToyer, which we started already a couple of Shirim on this topic, the responsibility to love those who learn the Torah. We already spoke about saying this to yourself, verbalizing it quietly in an undertone. When you see a Talmud Chacham and say, I love that person, say this, plant the seeds. Then we spoke about the reward that a person gets when he loves Talmidei Chachamim, he will merit to have children Talmidei Chachamim. Man derochim rabbonon, says the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Gimel Beis. One who is rochim, we said is oyev, says Rashi. One who loves Chachamim, havin lei bnin rabbonon, will have children Talmidei Chachamim. And I've seen this in my own lifetime. I've seen people who love Talmidei Chachamim, they merit, like exactly what Chazal tells us over here. And then we said the Ikara Ava, the main Ava, is Belev. The love is in your heart, but it has to be in action. It has to come to action. Avot Tzor Shiti and Ikeres Gamkin B'maisa. It has to be recognizable in your behavior, in your action. Which we said means that if Hashem was hirchiv es gevuloi, if Hashem gave the person the financial capability, he has to know the reason why Hashem gave him this capability is to write the big check. That's why. And then we said the next piece, before we go on to this new point, is a person who does not have the financial capability, he should try to do as much as he can. Help out. Like we said yesterday, upload some shiurim. You know what else you could do? You could forward the shiurim. Say to somebody, here's the link to this shiur. Not just this shiur, I'm saying any shiur. Here's the link, join the group. Get some chizik and amas to the ketairah. Imagine if everybody listens, shiur's the shiur, like that, okay? With 2-3 people. Every single word that those 2-3 people learn, or all that person who pressed a few seconds of forward, here, why don't you join a great share that I listened to? That's what he says here as well. Now he tells us like this. There's a responsibility of family members. Family members have to know that if you have to be straightforward and explain what he's saying, be blunt. If you have money to support your relative, That's your obligation. That's your responsibility. Vim godol chiyuv ha'ava l'talmidei chachamim afilu einam kroivov. If there's a tremendous responsibility to support talmidei chachamim when they're not your relatives, shakol kroivov, because everyone is like your relative. Says the Pele Yoitz, how much more so if the Talmud Chochem is your relative, if he's your brother, if he's your son, if he's your father, if he's your cousin. You hear what he's saying? If there's a responsibility to support a Talmud Chochem who is not your blood relative, but is your spiritual relative, even more so, you have a responsibility to support. It's, you know, everybody listening to this, I'm sure, says, well, this is so obvious. Unfortunately, sometimes the most obvious things need to be stated. I know situations where people, and I'm not here to judge, Hashem's the judge. I'm just telling you that they have to hear this also. I'm talking about the money is not an issue. But sometimes when it comes to their own children, they want to make them figure it out on their own. And they're not supporting their own children. But they have the money to support their children. It sounds like the most ridiculous thing in the world. But that's why the Pele Yoitz is coming to tell us right now. V'choivim utelis al echov v'cho kroivov lahachzik biyodoi biyeser seis biyeser oiz shiyamoid ala mishmor ala toirov ala voidim. There's a responsibility on the relatives to do as much as they can to ensure that the Talmud Chacham in their family doesn't have to worry about paying the bills and is able to continue to learn b'menuchas ha-nefesh. V'zoist yelehem letehila l'shem l'ziferes. And this will be for the support of the Torah. This will be his benefit, his gain. You have brothers. Let's say you have one brother. They're families. You have a brother. I found out there's a certain person whose brother is like a billionaire. This happens. People are billionaires. Not sure if I know how to spell the word billion, okay? I don't deal with it too often, so it doesn't come across my desk so often. But there are people who are billionaires. If he has a... I'm telling you, someone told me recently, you know this person's brother's a billionaire? He's telling me hedge funds. I don't know hedge funds either, okay? Maybe I should know what hedge funds are. I know what a billionaire is. There's a responsibility. There's a responsibility for the relative to help out his brother. Now, once again, this sounds like the most obvious basic of basics in life. But unfortunately, there are situations that it does not exist like this. It does not exist.
A situation
like I was bound to. V'gam heim yikhu chelkom zechelek ish mikol amoloi asher yamol. Now, we have to understand, we have to know that when a person supports his relative, or when a person supports another person learning, the Torah that that person learns because of you is your chelek haTorah. Is your chelek haTorah. V'neim s'shoyis chesed im ameisim im achayim l'chein ashrei enosh yaseh zoyis ben odom yachzik bo eitz chayim hi l'machazikim bo v'soymcheho m'ushor. Fortunate are those that hear these words. We all have to be investors. Someone comes to you and says, do you want to invest? So no, I'm not an investor. That's wrong. Every single yid has to be an investor. You have to invest in Olam Haba. That's what we're here for. What's the best investment? Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the best. Talmud Torah connected kulam. There's no machlokes. It's a Mishnah in Peah. There's no machlokes on the Mishnah. Not this one says that. This one says this. Zero. Machlokes all the Mishnahs. No machlokes this Mishnah. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim bo v'soymcheho mu'ushu. Let's all hear these words today, now, and act upon it.